Good morning. I'm Michelle Silva. Thanks so much for joining me. Some very important people here in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking about, a life-saving program called Project Lifesaver and how someone around you may benefit from it. We're also talking about a little mud volleyball for those of you who want to get down and dirty and have some fun or maybe just even spectate. But first, we are going to start with the Knox County Sheriff, Tom Spangler, joining us here this morning. First time I think you've been up here with me in the studios.
It is.
But it's been quite the busy year for you.
It's been a little busy. The busiest time was during our budget. And so we've been very fortunate to receive, or I should say the officers are very fortunate to receive the raises that we've been able to obtain for this year. And thanks to the mayor and his staff as well, trying to work things out and make it happen. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yes, and you were standing strong. You weren't going to back down. We're going to say, okay, we'll save it for next year.
No, we can't. We couldn't. We have to do something now. We had to do something now. And I think the way things were across this country and the way they are right now, even locally, if we don't do something to take care of our employees right now, especially with our law enforcement, I guess you could say we'd be dead in the water, so to speak, because we were going to lose people. And as I told the mayor, if we can't be competitive with other agencies, then we're going to lose people and we're not going to be able to hire anybody. So I'm so thankful that where we are right now, I think it's going to help tremendously.
And how many people within the Knox County Sheriff's Office? Because we're talking about your patrolmen, we're talking about the jailers. How many altogether?
Well, we're talking, if we were fully staffed, we'd be talking about a little over 1,000 employees. What that included was anywhere from a 27% down to a 12% for law enforcement and corrections. And then I believe it was a 5% for civilian employees.
Okay. And so it sounds like you have some openings.
We do. I think everybody across this country, if they're a law enforcement agency, they're going to have openings. And we do. And that's a good time for me to say that we are hiring. And we'd love to have people look into the Knox County Sheriff's Office and make this a start of a career or even to extend their career as well. So, and they can go to joinkcso.com, and that's where they'd go to, and that'll get them started.
And how long have you been within law enforcement, Sheriff?
I started with the Knox County Sheriff's Office in 1980, and I had a little bit of a break when I retired in 2009, and then obviously was elected in 2018, and here I am now in my second term. And as everyone knows here in Knox County, we're term limited, so this will be my last term.
But what can we say out there to talk to the young men and women who may be thinking of a career in law enforcement, but they're not quite sure or ready to make that step?
Well, what I would say to them is, as a 18-year-old, that you can come into working in our corrections division making $50,000, that would be a huge step and I think a huge incentive for them to be able to come into law enforcement and see if this is really what they want to do. With that being said, then they being within the corrections division for some time, and then they have that ability to apply for the academy and go out to the patrol division, if you will. And, they're starting out at 51,000. So we are competitive now across this state, and I think that's going to make a huge difference for us. And we would love to have people right now that are looking for a job. Come see us. We'd love to talk to you.
And again, what's the easiest way is to jump online?
Jump online and go to joinkcso.com.
Sheriff's Office does a lot more than patrol the streets and also the jails, but they have programs like Project Lifesaver that they operate. Say someone goes missing, we often hear about that happening way too much, but this program stretches a little bit beyond the normal search for somebody. And Pam Fox, the coordinator, is joining us here this morning to tell us how it works.
Project Lifesaver is an electronic search and rescue program that was created to utilize radio frequency technology.
And that means?
How it works is the radio frequency is a small disc of the size of a quarter. And it has a 3-digit number, and that number is specifically to the person that's wearing it, which has to be worn on the body, wrist or ankle. And we tune that number, that 3-digit number, into a receiver, and that receives the number, and it actually gives us a signal to find the ones that are missing.
Okay. So who specifically would this benefit?
Anyone that has any form of dementia due to medical issues, Alzheimer's, Down syndrome, autism, children. We also service children.
Because how is it different trying to find someone, say, with autism or dementia? Probably makes it a little more difficult.
It does. Most of the time, someone with autism will not answer when you're called. They actually hide from you. So, and with dementia, the same thing. They actually go and hide from you. They're scared of you. So with the tracker, we can actually hear them without seeing them.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. The one we had just recently was a young boy, and he was going to school. He had the transmitter on his wrist, and he, for some reason, just went plumb berserk and just didn't want to go to school. So he dashed out of the back seat and ran out into Kingston Pike in West Knoxville. Mm-hmm. We have the Knox County Tracking Team, which is behind this program, and they're certified and trained, and they actually found him within the hour.
So life saved.
Life
right
saved.
There.
Yeah.
Probably countless lives saved.
This is an international program. It's all over the world.
International.
And if more counties and more states would be certified, you could go on vacation, transfer from one to the other, and they'd always be safe.
And you would think, why aren't they involved?
I think it's a lack of knowledge. People just don't know it exists.
Mm-hmm. And how can we spread the word, and what would it be for families in order to get involved, and is there a cost?
Okay, actually, the Project Lifesaver goes strictly from donations and fundraisers. It costs like $260 for each unit, which is free to all the families in Knoxville, Knox County.
And they could just sign up for it?
They just call our office, and we will get some information, give them some information, and then we'll make an appointment to come to their home to apply the band to their wrist or their ankle.
Okay.
It has to be actually on the body.
It has to be on the
yes.
body.
It cannot be in a purse, a house coat, on the body.
Mm-hmm. And so someone just calls the department, you'll come meet with them,
mm-hmm.
and then they're good to go from there.
Yes. And then we do a monthly battery change and what we call wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a battery-powered equipment, and we use a 60-day battery, but we change these batteries every 30 days and do a wellness check with the family, see if they need anything, and make sure everybody's doing well.
This Project Lifesaver can help so many people.
Well, we have children with autism and Down syndrome that actually go to public schools. So to be safe, we actually, with permission from the parents and the school board, we put a band on the children, and then we go in once a month to the schools and change out the batteries so there's no interruption in their routine.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's mm-hmm. called Project Lifesaver within the Knox County Sheriff's Office. And what we are talking about is basically tracking people who might be more of a flight risk, in lost risk. Is that how you would explain it?
Yeah, susceptible to going missing or wandering away from their caregiver.
Saving lives through Project Lifesaver. Pam Fox, share the number for more on Project Lifesaver.
865-215-5633.
And as we just heard from Pam Fox, that Project Lifesaver works on fundraisers. That's how they're able to continue this program.
We actually operate totally off fundraising, which this year we're having a mud volleyball tournament, and all the proceeds will be going to Project Lifesaver.
And with that said, let's bring in Officer Cody Wheeler with the Knox County Sheriff's Department, because he has all the details on this mud volleyball tournament.
It's a fundraising event. It's a good way for the community to enjoy a fun competitive day with their first responders here in Knoxville. So, of course, deputies are going to be there. KPD has a team. The Knoxville Fire Department is going to be there. They get to meet all of our first responders. So it's a good and safe day to spend with us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a good and safe day to raise some money for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had this last year. How did it go over last year?
It was amazing last year. We had 26 teams. We raised right around $10,300 for DARE, which was the proceeds last year. We had a DJ. There was food, great food, by the way. And it was an amazing turnout.
And so what do you need at this time? You need players, you need teams,
we could use volunteers to help us with reffing, to help with parking. We could use some more teams. The bigger the turnout is, more teams coming out.
So. More teams coming out. How many teams last year?
26.
You think we can beat that this year?
It was a lot of people last year. We were starting at about 7:45 in the morning. We didn't get done till about 4 o'clock. It was a long day, but it was a fun day.
Uh-huh. And where is this all being held?
It's going to be at the Chilhowie-Holston Ballfields.
Chilhowie-Holston Ballfields. Yes. That's where you had it last year.
Yes, correct.
And this is on Saturday, August 5th.
Saturday, August 5th, starting at 8 a.m. this morning, or okay. this time.
Okay. So hopefully people will get signed up, participate to play, mm-hmm. get a group together. And if you don't have a team or you like to play volleyball,
you can just come and enjoy the day with everyone. Like, this is going to be great music and great food.
Come be a spectator.
Yes, yes.
You can have donation buckets out there or ways that people can donate.
If you do want to donate anything to the Project Lifesaver, we'll have donation buckets with Pam Fox out there, and she'll collect the money.
I say donation buckets. I think that is probably like so 2000, you know, early 2000s. Now I think, you know, there's so many other ways to make donations, like online, and you can do it so easily with a text, but I'm all donation buckets. All right, Cody, what else do you want to tell us about this volleyball tournament?
We have some great sponsors this year.
Let's talk about them, because we have to think, because we can't do these types of events without our community.
Yes. A lot of businesses here in Knoxville, in our local Knoxville, have been a big supporter of the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. And we could not do that without them. We have 15 sponsors this year, which was a lot more than last year.
Hey, that's so good. That's great news. Good. That sounds great.
Schultz Brawl Brewing, Trailer Specialist of Knoxville, Cotton Eye Joe's, Larson J, Knox County Commissioner, has sponsored. He's always sponsored.
Is he playing?
No, he is not playing. Oh, okay. I wish he would, but he's not playing.
Hey, we're glad he's sponsoring.
Tim's Fencing, the Wakefield Corporation, Vineyard Flooring, the Local Smoky, Tennessee State Bank, the Smoke Pit, Food City, Shoney's, Enrichment Federal Credit Union, and Axel Logistics.
Sounds like you have Knox County covered.
We do.
Is there any type of business or type of help that you are looking for that we can say, hey?
Home Depot really helped us out last year with the mud volleyball tournament. They donated a lot of supplies to help us build the courts for these teams. It was tremendous help from them. So without their help, we couldn't even get courts up. So very thankful of Home Depot. Oh, and Texas Roadhouse. Roadhouse has always helped us out. They have helped us out with our car show, and they are helping us out again this year.
Oh, wonderful. Can't wait. This is August 5th. Hopefully you can all mark it on your calendars now, because as Officer Wheeler said, if you don't want to play volleyball, you can't get a team together or whatnot, you can just come out, spectate, enjoy the day, and also check in and make sure you talk to Pam Fox and find out more about Project Lifesaver and how it is saving lives. And you never know, you may have someone within your family, a niece, nephew who has autism, or maybe even a neighbor that you may want to get some more information to and relate that information about Project Lifesaver. Cody, where can we get more information on mud volleyball?
We are on Knox County Sheriff's Office website. We actually have it on our events calendar. So you can go straight to our website and we will have a list of forms for you. That is the number one place that we recommend. Or we can go to any of our social medias. Go on Facebook, Instagram. We have it on our social medias as well.
Awesome. And Officer Wheeler, as I was talking to Sheriff Spangler about, you know, recruiting and so forth and becoming one of the team, you were just over there proudly shaking your head. Yes. Tell me what your experience has been.
I'm very thankful for such a great sheriff that is behind his officers and wanting better for our families as well. It's very important to our officers to have this pay raise. And he has been fighting for it ever since he's gone to office, and it has helped out a lot of officers.
How long have you been on?
I've been with Knox County Sheriff's Office since 2012.
2012. Yes. What made you want to become one of the officers?
It sounds corny, but I wanted to better myself as a person, but I also wanted to help out within the community. And that's where I'm now in special services, and I get to teach DARE to the kids and come up with programs for the kids to help them have a better understanding and there's a better future for them.
Special services with the Knox County Sheriff's Office, it just sounds so important.
I think it's a very important unit here within the Sheriff's Office, because we do a lot for our kids. We do a lot for the community, and we are constantly on the go doing demos for churches. We are bringing out the cars and the helicopters and the motorcycle for the kids within the community. So we are always on the go.
And good to know that we still have the DARE program in schools.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's been around for a while now. And usually when people hear DARE, they're like, say no to drugs. But it's way more than just say no to drugs. We talk about keeping cybersecurity involved with how kids go on the internet. We speak a lot about bullying. And then we teach them resistant techniques to peer pressure. That's very important, especially in today's age.
And what age are we talking?
We're in fifth grade and we're now in middle schools as well. So I know that a lot of the middle school teachers have loved it this past semester.
Yeah. So now is it like a course where you guys go in like once a week or is it once
a
month?
Once a week for 10 weeks. It's a 10-week lesson. And we go all the way up from elementary to high school.
Like you said, yes, DARE goes way beyond just teaching kids about the dangers of drugs.
Every kid is going to make decisions, and we just try to teach them to make the correct ones, the safe ones.
Thank you so much, Officer Cody Wheeler. And we're going to bring the sheriff back in because, Sheriff, I don't know if you got to see, but when you were talking earlier, Officer Wheeler here was nodding with so much that you were talking about when you were talking about the department and how proud it is to be an officer with the Knox County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Spangler, share with us how you became an officer.
Well, that started back when I was in the military, so I was able to be in law enforcement in the military my last 2 years as well, and that kind of gave me the hook, so to speak, and as soon as I got out, a week and a half later, after I got out of the military, I got hired on by the Knox County Sheriff's Office back in 1980, and obviously, I think it's just like anybody else, especially back then. It's a calling, and it was something that you say you want to do something for your community where you grew up and be a part of it and see if you can help someone that may be in dire straits. And that's the biggest thing I think that a lot of officers look at, no matter where they're assigned, how are they helping someone? And it makes a difference not only to that individual, but it also, as you heard Cody speak about a while ago, it gives you more pride within yourself knowing that you are helping someone. And that's the biggest part of it. And I've been very blessed to have had the career that I've had. And I look forward to working with each and every one of the officers. I didn't see Cody over here shaking his head. So
he was kind of standing behind you, but he had this big grin on his face. And he's like, you're right. Yes.
What I've done for the agency is not self-serving. It's for the men and women and all the employees of the sheriff's office. And I was a part of that agency for so many years. It's a family. And so that's where I've become involved with it.
Is. And just as Officer Wheeler was saying, and it's not only just for your men, your women, but their families at home.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, it is a big job.
It is. It very much so is.
And we appreciate all that you guys do.
Well, thank you.
I say guys and girls.
Well, thank you for having us. We greatly appreciate it.
Again, that website, knoxsheriff.org. You can find out more information about Project Lifesaver Mud Volleyball Tournament. And if you want to join the Knox County Sheriff's Office. Thanks again to Sheriff Tom Spangler and Officer Cody Wheeler, as well as Pam Fox, who is the coordinator of Project Lifesaver.